Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
And the Bible says, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm trying to do this orderly. But anyway, I don't know. I'll just say it, and hopefully I'll remember this and come back to it before the night's over. But hope is your imagination. And faith is the substance of things hoped for. And if you can't hope it first, you can't ever get it by faith. There's a lot of people that are trying to believe that they're healed, but they've never hoped that they're healed first. They don't have the image on the inside that they're healed. And their faith has nothing to motivate it and keep it on track. When it comes to fulfilling God's will and staying constant over a very long period of time, did you know one of the things you've got to do is have a strong hope, it says in Hebrews chapter 6, is the anchor of your soul. What is it that keeps you from being blown around and blown off course and missing the destination? You've got to have an anchor. Hope is an anchor of your soul. You need a vision, an image on the inside of you of something. And until you can see it on the inside, you can't see it on the outside. There may be some of you that you saw your parents or somebody else that died and they went through Alzheimer's, they got dementia, they had all kinds of sickness, they got weak and they got all of this. And you know what? You have seen that. And you may not have consciously thought about it, but you've got an image on the inside that, well, this runs in my family. And you kind of halfway expect this. This is what you see. And you know what? It'll become a self-fulfilling prophecy. You need to take the Word of God and look at people like Moses. That was 120 years old and his natural force wasn't abated, nor his eyesight dim. And you need to say that he had an inferior covenant to what I've got. What I've got is greater. And if Moses could be 120 years old and still have good eyesight and be healthy, then praise God, I can do it. And that's the way you got to think. And with that, you've got to paint a picture and see yourself healthy and see yourself doing things. But there are some of us that when you get 40, you start talking about being over the hill. They give you black balloons. You start talking about things and anticipate, and you've got an image. You see yourself bad. You look at people that are in their 60s or 70s or 80s or whatever, and you think, oh man, I know I'm going to be like that. And you've embraced this image, and it will become a self-fulfilling image, self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, also this exact same word that was translated mind here is also a word. It means, if you look it up, that word yester, the Hebrew word, it means what does it mean? It means conception is the word. It means a form or conception is the word. And so your imagination is where you conceive things. Now, this is really important. You know, I'm not going to give a lesson here on anatomy. I'm going to assume that everybody understands all of this. And so I'll just refer to this quickly. But the stork doesn't bring babies. If you don't understand that, ask somebody else. I'm not going to explain it. But you have to conceive babies. You don't get it by drinking the water after somebody else. You don't get pregnant. You have to conceive a baby. And if you want a child, it's got to be conceived. You can't just pray. You know, I've prayed with a couple of people this week about getting pregnant and having a child. But then I turn right around and tell them, I said, now this isn't going to be a virgin birth. I said, you've got a part to play. Faith without works is dead. You do your part, amen. And there's a part that they have to play in this situation. And so you have to conceive a child. You can't just pray. You've got to conceive it. The scripture says that this word, yester, for imagination and mind, is where you conceive. Your imagination is where you conceive the things of God. And there are people that never take the word and meditate on it until they conceive something. They just pray. They throw a prayer out there. Oh, God, heal me. Oh, God, supply this need. Oh, God, do this. But they don't have any conception. They're just praying that it'll come by the stork, that God will use me to bring it to them. That's not how it happens. You got to recognize that it's your imagination where you conceive the things of God. And so you have to use your imagination to see yourself healed. You know, when we moved into this previous building, we moved from a 14,600 square foot to a 110,000 square foot building. Only 10,000 square foot was finished out and the rest was vacant warehouse. And we had to draw plans. I drew plans and, of course, an architect made good plans out of it. But then we put tape on the floor, duct tape. And I spent hundreds of hours walking in there. It was half of a mile, one trip around the perimeter of that building. And I would walk around and pray. And we had tape where every door was, where every wall was, and everything. And I would walk around, and I never stepped over the tape. I was seeing walls in that place. I was walking and praying, and I said, I believe that the money's coming in. I command this auditorium to be finished. And I was praying over things and speaking. And you know what I was doing? Some people think this is strange, but I was helping my imagination. I would look at pictures, and then I'd look at this tape, and I'd walk around, and I would see the walls up, and I would see people in there. We had an auditorium that seats about 650, 700 people that we designed, and I put up 5-gallon buckets and put plywood on top of it, and I stood there on top of this plywood, and I preached. It was at night. It was dark. Nobody was in there, but I would preach, and I preached just like there was people in there. Some people think that's strange, but you know what? I was seeing it. I was seeing people getting changed. I was seeing things happen. And when we actually finished the building and we had the dedication, everybody was so excited because look what God has done. And they were shouting and praising. And I actually had one person come up and says, you don't seem excited. Says, aren't you excited? I said, I've seen this coming for over a year. I've already seen it. To me, it was anticlimactic to see it with my eyes because I'd seen it in my heart. I'd already conceived it. It's like when a woman gives birth. Yes, it's exciting, but at the same time, it's a great relief. Praise God, that's over, amen. You know what? When I saw the physical manifestation, it was like, thank God this is over. I knew it was coming now. Where's my next thing? I was looking for the next thing. I know some of you don't understand what I'm thinking about because life tries to beat this attitude out of us. There are very few visionaries today. When you grow up, they say, quit thinking in imagination. They call it fantasy. You know the difference between fantasy and imagination? Your imagination is your power or the process of seeing something that you can't see with your physical eyes. But fantasy is a delusion. It's imagining something that's not real. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about taking the Word of God about what real reality is, the spiritual truths. And you have to see these things. There's a difference between a fantasy. That's not real. It's contrary to all natural indicators. But imagination, a sanctified, godly imagination, is the conception part of you. It's the creative part of you. It's the part of you that has vision. With that, where there is no vision, the people perish. When you're talking about vision, you aren't talking about that you're physically seeing something with your eyes. You're seeing with your heart. You have the ability to see things that other people can't see. I've prayed with people this week that I saw them healed. I saw God touching their heart. God has shown me parts of a person's body before that are wrong, and I see it. Not with my physical eyes. I can see it. I get a mental picture. Like if you were to say dog right now, you don't think D-O-G, you see a dog. And most of you will see a dog that you currently have or that you used to have, something that's relative to you. With my words, I can change that picture and I can change your image. I can say a big dog and immediately some of you that were thinking of a small dog have to change your image. But see, when I say dog, you think of a dog, but you see this dog and you think in pictures like that. You are seeing something that can't be seen. And what you've got to do is to take the word and translate it into, get it, let it get down into your mind, the creative part of your mind, your imagination, to where you see yourself successful. You have a vision. And you see yourself that, praise God, I'm going to lay hands on the sick. Praise God, I will start this company. Praise God, our needs are met. Praise God, this marriage is healed. But see, if you don't glorify God, if you don't put the right worth and value on God and on the things He's done, and if you aren't thankful, which thankfulness forces you to think on the good instead of the negative. If you don't do those two things, then Romans 1:21 says your imagination becomes vain. It's just automatic. Instead of your imagination being creative and conceiving good things, it only conceives bad. There are some of you that have been told since the time you were a little kid that you'll never amount to anything, you're a failure, that you never were the favorite. Maybe they told you that they didn't plan on you, you were a mistake. And you know what? You get images on the inside of what you can do and who you are. There are some of you because of the color of your skin, because of your lack of education, because you were brought up on the wrong side of the track, because of any number of things. You form an image, and you have an image on the inside of you of who you are and what you can do. And it becomes a ceiling that you just can't go above it. Maybe your talents could enable you to go above it, but you won't let it. You'll find a way to destroy yourself. You know, this very good friend of mine, Don Crow, his dad was a mean man. I met him. And he was a mean man. And he did terrible things to the kid. And he beat him and just browbeat him. And one of the things, they had a lot of cars on their property. And he used to work on cars, and he would make his son Don work with him. And he told Don, he says, "You're so stupid, you can't screw a nut on a bolt without cross thread."
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This five-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU21 titled Hope and Imagination when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to call our helpline. The number is 719-635-1111. And not only can you order product that we have offered over radio and over television through this helpline, but there are people there that can minister to you. And we have some really mature Christians. I get compliments on the people that answer our phones constantly. And they are not here just to take an order. They are there to be a blessing to you. So once again, that number is 719-635-1111. We operate from 4 a.m. until 10 o'clock p.m. every weekday. And you can not only get the materials, but you can also receive prayer. And we want to help you any way we can.